Today on the show, we are speaking to designer Douglas Powell. Douglas is someone who has a flair for whimsy and bright colours. He wants to reflect the world around him, including the people, the places, the nature that he sees on his travels. He joins us today to talk about his new exhibition. Hey, Douglas.
Hey, thank you for the introduction.
I was just talking about nature and then, you know, you pop up and there's birds in the background.
I'm currently sort of in the laneway having this chat, which is quite nice, and the birds are singing.
So tell me about your first exhibition.
I know, this is my first solo exhibition, which I'm quite excited for.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you, thank you. It is all about the process that I've been sort of experimenting with, which is pressure forming stainless steel.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, you take two pieces of steel and weld them together. These pieces of steel are like 0.9 millimeter thick. You weld them together, and then I've been inflating them with either some high-pressured water or I'm now moving into more high-pressured air.
Mm-hmm.
This causes the two sheets of steel to expand, leaving quite a fun shape. There's a lot of unknowns in the process, and I'll be showing off a couple of my new designs. I've got some mirror frames, I've got some large vases, and I've got coffee table together, which I'm quite excited to show everyone.
What is the difference between expansion with air and expansion with water? What different effects do they have on the metal?
Well, the expanding with water is essentially safer. It doesn't compress like air. And I found out creating one of the new vases for the exhibition, what that difference actually is. One of the vessels actually exploded on me.
I was going to say, is there a danger element? Yes.
There is extreme danger.
I'm glad you're okay.
We're totally fine. PPE to the ears, so all good. But what else, the difference? The air forming is slightly easier for me. I don't have to weld on additional tubes. And it's also cleaner. I can do it in the workshop. So I've been more pushing towards that route. But essentially, it's creating the same form.
How did you discover stainless steel as a medium, and what was it about it that made you go, oh, yes?
I have been working with steel sort of since my first job, sort of like age 16. I was in steel workshops, and so I've got this love for a material that I feel like I can understand. And then I went to university and studied product design there, and a lot of my projects were metal-based. And then after that, I had varying design jobs, all loosely around metal. And then I've come out and found myself living in Fremantle, which I absolutely love. I'm working for a great company called Remington Matters, where we build furniture. And I've... Why stainless steel? I think it's testing new skills. I've been welding for a while, but TIG, there's a couple of different processes when it comes to welding. There's two main ones, are MIG and TIG.
Mm-hmm.
And TIG is slightly more accurate and a bit more neat, and it's something I wanted to work on. And it kind of just, I started with steel, mild steel, because it was cheaper and easier to work with, but I really wanted the pieces to be waterproof, the vases to be useful. And so that pushed me down stainless steel, and now I've become a bit of a whiz at welding up stainless.
This is a collection of homewares, so there are vases and platters and mirrors.
Yeah.
And it kind of feels a bit odd for me to talk about stainless steel in a whimsical way. I guess when we think about welding and working with metal, we often think of industrial kind of vibes, but you've taken this material and subverted it, made it quite kind of love hearts and pillows.
Yes, which is a really nice way of putting it. And it kind of gives it a soft look, you know. I've done a couple of the pillow mirrors, and yeah, the hearts. It's not, you know, it's not what you'd expect from it. But it's been really nice to play with those forms in an unexpected material.
Douglas, where is your exhibition and when does it open? How can people get along and see some of these works?
Ooh, yeah, come along. It is 14th of June, next Friday, at Keo Collects Antiques and Art Gallery in Subi.
Mm-hmm.
The address, I can't remember, but it's on Hay Street. Yeah, Keo Collects. Opening night is 14th, 6 till 8. And the exhibition runs for a week.
And people can find out more about you by checking your Instagram page. It's at doozy_objects. So you will have all that information up there as well for people.
And it's free to all.
Douglas?
Yeah, check it out on Instagram.
Thank you for letting us know about this exhibition and about the unique way that you are working with stainless steel.
And thank you for having me on.
That was Douglas Powell, also known as Doozy Objects, talking about his first exhibition happening in Subiaco.